Welcome to the Glory Has Come International Ministries broadcast, where the senior pastor is Pastor Troy King, along with his wife, Prophetess Nicole King. We pray that today's message will speak to your spirit to edify and encourage you. Let's go to our message already in progress.
Somebody just shout, arise. Amen. I want to use for a subject. Amen. I want you to look at the neighbor with all the strength you can muster and say, neighbor, help is on the way. Oh, look at somebody else like you really mean it and say, neighbor, help is on the way. So get up. Oh, you ain't saying anything. See, some of them have been waiting and going through turmoil, been weeping and crying over certain situations. But I came to tell two or three people this morning that you ain't got to worry no more, because help is on the way. All you got to do is get up and start praising God, and God is going to begin to do the rest. Help is on the way. Oh, I don't know about you, but I need some help this morning. Y'all ain't saying nothing. You act like you ain't never been through nothing. I want to talk to those that could have been dead a long time ago, that could have been sleeping in their grave this morning, but yet God sent some help your way to keep you on the right track of your destiny. You may be seated. Help is on the way. Y'all don't mind if I revelate this just a little bit, do you? It says now that in verse 35, that while he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house a certain which said, thy daughter is dead. So now you have to be mindful now of what is transpiring concerning the scripture. But now he is beginning to speak prophetically, but yet he's interrupted. Y'all missing it. Have you ever been in a situation where you know you can speak over your own healing? You know you can speak over your own self, but yet every time you begin to decree and declare the word, you get interrupted because of somebody else's problem, because of somebody else's situation. But you need not stop beginning to prophesy to your own self. But it said, while he yet spake, there came a word from the ruler of the synagogue's house. Now, mind you, miracles had already taken place. This is the story about the woman with the issue of blood prior to this point. And he got to understand now, the moment he began to set foot in the land, here comes someone with a problem. Say, I need you to come and see about my daughter, because she's sick, she's ill. And on the way to healing somebody, somebody else touches his garment, takes the virtue from him, which means if anybody ever knocked the life out of you, you ain't said it. Where you feel like you can't even begin to go on, and now somebody else has need of you. But yet you are speaking from your own perspective, because now you have a problem. You got to understand. So now you have a problem with the daughter, but then you have a problem with the woman with the issue of blood. Now you yourself, the deliverer, has a problem. Don't act like you ain't anointed and ain't like you ain't had a problem being anointed. You ain't saying nothing. So sometimes, even when you got an anointing, you will have a problem. Oh my God. So in the midst of me being anointed, I may have a problem because somebody has pulled the virtue from me, and now I got to get myself together now, because now I got to continue to walk in authority and walk in the word of God, because I am anointed and chosen by God. You ever tried to give God praise when you're sick? You ever tried to give God praise when you're broke, busted, and disgusted? You ever tried to give God praise when you couldn't even open up your mouth? Now you are anointed. Don't change the fact that there's an anointing on your life. It just means that you got a problem that you're in transition of. So when God begins to move you out of your trouble, you can't help but to give him praise. I wish I had a Holy Ghost church this morning. But look what he says now. He said, thy daughter is dead. Why trouble the master any further? You ever been around people like that? That you already told them what thus saith the Lord, but yet they say, ain't even no need for you to pray for me no more, because this situation has waxed old. Oh, y'all ain't seen nothing. I'm already been in this place long enough. Ain't no coming out for me. I'm stuck like a rock in a hard place. So I'm not even going to waste your time dealing with trying to bring me out of this situation. See, that's why you got to be wise, because some people just don't want deliverance. Some people just don't want to change. Some people just don't believe that there is still a healing power. Some people still don't believe that God got all power in his hand. He said, why trouble if thou the master? And he said, as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. Look at your neighbor and say, ain't no need of you being afraid of your sickness no more. Ain't no need of you being afraid of your problem no more. Just believe that God is going to deliver you. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I may be talking to myself. I don't care if I have to preach to whoever want to hear me in the atmosphere. All you got to do is begin to believe that God is still a healer, that God is still in charge. The Bible says he has not given us the spirit of fear, but the power. So you got power. Look at somebody and say, you got power. Oh, y'all ain't got it yet. Y'all ain't got it yet. Because when you understand that you got power now and that you got authority, you won't let sickness stay on you. You won't let your bank account keep getting the best of you. You won't keep letting people try to run you over. But yet you will say, I got authority over this devil. I got authority over this demon. And I don't care how many times you try to knock me out the box, I'm going to believe that God is going to show up. Look at somebody and say, your help is coming right about now. Oh, you've been fighting this thing for a long time by yourself, but it's time to put your swords and your battling armor down, because God is on the way. But Jesus said unto him, be not afraid, only believe. So that one that the doctor can't find nothing wrong with you. Oh, I know this are right now words. Oh, when the doctor tell you he can't find nothing wrong with you, just tell him, I believe. You ain't saying nothing. Oh, you ain't got to be afraid that there's something new that the devil gonna try to attach to you. Because as long as you believe in the Savior, as long as you believe that God still anointed you, as long as you believe that God still appointed you, you're gonna make it, because God said, I'm sending help your way. Only believe. And he said, and he suffered no man. Look at this name and say, stop suffering people. Oh, y'all don't understand that. But it first in verse 37, he said, and he suffered no man to follow him, save Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. See, you got to understand them. When God get ready to call you to get ready to tell hell to back the hell up, you got to understand you can't take everybody with you. You can't begin to take everybody on the journey with you. It's only a certain few. See, that's why you got to stop telling people to pray for you who really don't have your best intentions at heart. You got to begin to say, it's only a few that can go with me to the next level, because when I get to the next level, I ain't got no time to drag no devils up with me. But he said he suffered none to follow him except those three. So when you begin to pull people into your own pity party, you begin to cause suffering on their behalf. Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing. Oh, I need you to pray for me, but yet they not assigned to pray for you. Oh, I need you to go with me to the doctor, but yet that person is not appointed and anointed to go with you to your appointment. So that's how you begin to get the bad news. Because what happens is when you suffer someone else, it in turns comes back to you. Oh, okay, you don't believe me. Whatever you reap, you sow. So what begins to happen? If you begin to sow, bringing somebody up and cause them to grow in the next level with you, and they're not assigned to be there, it causes suffering on their behalf. And in turns, you got to reap suffering because you put somebody else in the position that they was not ready for. Oh, God, Jesus. See, sometimes you just got to accept the fact Everybody ain't anointed to be where you are. Oh, y'all missing this. Y'all missing this. So when God sends you on assignment, sometimes you have to leave some behind. Oh, y'all missing this. See, you got to understand, when Abraham went up with Isaac, he didn't take the whole crew. You getting ready to go to a place where you can't take no entourage. You getting ready to go to a place now where you got to begin to leave some people back and say, wait till God summons you himself. But nowadays, everybody just want to go where you're going, but they don't want to go through the hell to get there. Because you got to understand, if I allow you to come with me, you don't understand that it may be some traps that the enemy has already set for me, and I don't want the enemy to get you confused with me, because God has already ordered my steps. And when your steps are ordered now, the person that you drag with you is not ordered. God, I preach my own self happy. It's all right. Oh, see, I've been preaching these pretty red chants before anybody got here. So you got to understand, I preach to the blood before anybody showed up. So I got to understand, the blood still got power. The blood still set free deliverance. But he said, he suffered no man. Look at your neighbor and say, you might not be able to go this season. It don't mean I don't like you. It don't mean I got something against you. It just means that God is calling me somewhere, and he's trying to protect you by causing you to stay behind. Oh, so when people outrun you in the spirit, you can't get mad sometimes. Oh, ain't no need of you getting jealous when God begins to catapult somebody else where you feel like in your own spirit you should have been in their position by now. But you don't understand what God is beginning to do. Sometimes God protects you by leaving you in the... Oh, God, you ain't said anything. Sometimes you got to stay in the wilderness where nobody can find you until God get ready to bring you out and show you in front of your enemies. Watch this. Because if I bring you out too early, just because somebody else is moving at a rapid pace because God called them to a certain time as this, now you got to understand that anytime God puts you in a wilderness and brings you out before all men, that's when the psalm says, I will prepare a table in the presence of your enemy. So you got to understand, not to get mad, not to get jealous, because when you come out, your enemy is going to look at the table to see if you really qualify to sit at the king's table now. And if you come out prematurely, the hounds and the wolves are going to eat you alive. All because you came out premature. But you just got to keep believing. But we get the most jealous of our neighbor, because God is choosing to do something new. See, you got to learn to let go of the old. Oh, I wish I had a Holy Ghost church. You got to let go of old things, because this God is a God that he changed not. But you got to understand, he must do something new in a generation in order for his word to penetrate into the earthly realm. So don't get it twisted saying that, oh, God don't change. Yeah, he don't change, because he's the Ancient of Days, which means his word will never change. Because I don't care how old or how young you are, he's the Ancient of Days, which means his word will never change. Whether you in the new generation or the old generation, the Old Testament or the New Testament, his word is still God's word. But sometimes God gotta play with the pieces. But we get mad when God moves certain pieces around us instead of saying, God, whatever you're doing in this season, we love saying that, don't do it without me. But when God began to move someone in front of you, you said, God, you did it without me. No, God said, I did it in protecting you because I had to go around you because this person now had a little bit more guts to defend the fiery dart when the enemy tried to knock you off. So in other words, instead of hating on you, I need to be praying for you. Instead of me getting mad because you got pushed past me, I just need to pray and say, God, continue to anoint them, continue to appoint them, because as long as they standing on the battlefield, we fighting on the same team. This might be for myself. Oh my God, I feel something in this place. I'm preaching better than they saying amen, but it's all right because the fire of God is all on me in this place. But he said, and he come into the house of the ruler of the synagogue. He said unto them, why seeth all the tumult? And he said to them that weep and wailed greatly. Look at your name and say, stop wailing. Oh my God, stop worrying about your current situation. Look at somebody and say, it's going to be all right if you praise him. Look what happens. I feel the Holy Ghost. Verse 39, I'm almost finished. And when, somebody say when. See, it ain't a matter of what, it's a matter of when. Y'all missed it. It ain't a matter of what he's going to do, it's a matter of when. Oh, somebody should have had a when in their belly. They say, when God do it this time, when God really heal me this time, when God show up and work it out in my favor, I don't care how he do it, but when. It's when he do it. And when. When he was come in, he saith unto him, why makest this a dough? Now you got to understand what a do means. Do anybody know what a do means? A do means trouble and difficulty. So it means now you have a group of people. A do is simply referred to people making trouble and difficulty. So you have some people that just in the midst of you wanting deliverance for not just yourself but everybody, sometimes people and problems will put people in your way in certain difficulties and trouble and cause you difficulty to move in the realm of the spirit. Though y'all ain't saying nothing. But a dough simply means in the Webster's Dictionary, trouble and difficulty. Sometimes people are just set aside to cause you trouble and difficulty. Oh, look at your neighbor and say, don't cause me no trouble this season. Oh, my dear, so I can do bad by myself. Oh, y'all ain't sin in this place. Y'all ain't sin nothing. But he said, why make this a dough? Why weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleeping. Look at somebody and say, don't count me just dead yet. Oh, I don't care how much trouble it looks like I'm in. Stop making problems for me because my situation is not dead. I'm just laying dormant. So look at your neighbor and say, it's time for you to stop sleeping. It's time for you to get up and be about your father's business. It's time for you to get up and give God a praise. Oh God, that was a cue right there to get up off of your seat and give God a praise. You're too sleepy. Get up and praise him. But he said, the damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. Some of you, your situation is just unconscious. Oh, God. Some of you, your situation is just unconscious. Oh, my God. Look at verse 40. And they laughed him to scorn. Oh, God. Has anybody been in Jesus' shoes lately? Where the more you try to do for somebody else, they always laughing at you because of what you used to be, because of how you used to do. And now that God has chosen you, everybody got a problem with what's going on. Everybody now want to laugh and say, how in the world did you get to the next level like this? It ain't going to last because of their past. It ain't going to last because of who they were created to be. It's not going to last. So they sit and they laugh at you. It said they laughed him to scorn. Oh, God. But look what Jesus, I'm going to flow. I hope y'all know the story. It said now that when they laughed him to scorn, when they made mockery of him, oh, Jesus didn't get mad. All he did was put them out. So you ain't said a thing. See, God getting ready to give somebody some put them out power, because you got to understand that God got to move some stuff out of the way, because it's not until you get the mess out of the house that God can come in and do something in your favor. Sometimes you just got to get the mess out. Because you got to understand, God, Jesus, why did he put them out? Because now you have to understand, they're not going to leave because they like to see you miserable. They like seeing you suffering. They like seeing you in a dead state. So you just got to have some put them out power. Oh, God. They don't like that. They don't like that. But it said, been when he had, oh God, but when he had put them all out. Oh, just get the mess out. Look at somebody and say, get ready to get all the mess out your house. Oh, you ain't got it. Not just the house, but God's house. Oh, because that's called put them out power. I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of people laughing at God's people. And I'm going to begin to take some put them out power. So if you can't praise God, get out. If you can't be happy for the people of God, get out. If you can't begin to let God have control, get out. Because it's not until you get the mess out that God can come in and perform the miracle. Look at somebody and say, I got put them out power. This may hurt you more than it's going to hurt me, but you got to get out of my space. You got to get out of my parameters now, because I've been dealing with this sickness for too long. I've been dealing with this pain for too long. And now that I realize the reason I'm suffering is because I'm allowing you to see me suffer, the devil is a lie. I got to move you out of my space. The worst thing you can be in is a place where somebody looking at you, over at you, letting you die. Yes. Yes. Saying, I'm praying for you, but yet waiting till you die off just so they can collect. Oh, you ain't saying that. It's some people that just want to collect your anointing when you pass. Oh, you missing it. Oh, y'all don't want to be real. I'm not talking about natural. See, you got to understand, when you pass over, Elijah and the mantle got to fall somewhere. So if you got people in your space that's just wanting to see you miserable because they want to be where you are in the beginning, so now they wait for you to pass to get your anointing. Oh, my God. I got to close. But he said, now, when he, after he had put them all out, after he got all the haters out, after he got all those that couldn't celebrate but tolerated you, after he had got all those out of the way that wanted to talk about you behind your back, oh, after he got all the OJ people out the way, the ones that stab you in your back but smile in your face, oh, I'm going to go back and say it like Loretta, they go back and they stab you in your face now, because now they don't care what you got to say. They will challenge your anointing, they will challenge your authority, but I'm getting ready to walk and put them out power. Oh my God, because I'm not going to let the enemy trick me no more. I'm not going to let the enemy sit on the anointing no more. I'm not going to let the enemy cipher the praise of God. I'm not going to let the devil begin to wreak havoc in my life. Oh God, Jesus. Look at somebody and say, you're on your way now. Oh, look at somebody. I go and high five two people and say, do you got put them out power? Oh, do you got the power to look that devil right in the face and say, baby, you got to get up out of here. You got to move up out of my space, because I'm walking and I'm going to claim my territory. I'm going to claim what's rightfully mine, and you got to begin to back up. Oh, y'all ain't got it yet. Somebody should just elbow somebody on their row and say, I'm sorry, but you're standing too close. Say, neighbor, get out of my way, because you're standing on my property. You're standing in my space. I need some room to give God my praise, because I'm not taking my problem out of here today. Oh, my God. But he said, and when he had put them out, he taketh the father and the mother. So in other words, the father and the mother represented headship. It represented headship. He said he took the mother and the father and the damsel. So you got to understand that God only need you, your situation, and your problem in the room. Oh, God. In other words, he had to move all the doubters. All those that were scared that you won't gonna make it. See, when you go to the hospital, you don't need nobody. You don't need no doubters in your hospital room. You don't need nobody with no little bit of faith. You need somebody that know how to get a prayer through. You know, you need somebody that's going to begin to go to war on your behalf and say, devil, you may have a week, you may have him weak and broke down, but I'm going to begin to stand proxy. And if you want to get to her, you got to get through me. But we just tell anybody, come and pray for me. Without using your spirit of discernment. All because you've been knowing them since you was a little girl. Oh, don't you know that family is the one that will turn on you, because those are the first ones that don't recognize your anointing. Okay, back it up. Why do you think God chose you out of all your brethren and your kindred? Because there was something that you possessed that was going to help pull them out. Let me get rid of clothes. Oh, my God. After he put them out, he taketh the father and the mother and the damsel. And then they were with him and entered in where the damsel was lying. Is anybody got your problem right there where you can see it? Verse 41 says, and he took the damsel by the hand. Oh, God, Jesus. Oh, somebody ought to reach up and grab their problem right about there. That thing that's been dead in your life that people thought was dying. Oh, y'all missing it. You ought to have that thing by the horns now. And he looked at her and he said, Talitha kumai, which is interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. So right there, all you got to do is look at your situation and say, Talitha kumai, which means it's time for you to get up now. It's time for you to stop being in a dead state, because God has given me life and not death. It's time to arise. So start looking at the pains in your body and say, healing, it's time to arise. Money, it's time to arise. Problems, it's got to go, because God got to arise.
Thank you for tuning in to today's broadcast. If you would like to receive this message in its entirety, please call 704-612-3360. The Glory Has Come International Ministries is located at 1124 Rosewood Avenue, Kannapolis, North Carolina. Feel free to join us on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesdays at 7 o'clock p.m. God has a word for you at The Glory Has Come. Thank you for tuning in to today's broadcast. If you would like to receive this message in its entirety, please call 704-612-3360. The Glory Has Come International Ministries is located at 1124 Rosewood Avenue, Kannapolis, North Carolina. Feel free to join us on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesdays at 7 o'clock p.m. God has a word for you at The Glory Has Come.
This is Pastor Troy King.
And I am Prophetess Nicole King. We are speaking to all that have been hurting and need healing in their marriage, their relationships, their body, and their finances.
If you need a word to change your situation, then we need to see you this Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. at the Glory Has Come International Ministries, located at 1124 Rosewood Avenue in Kannapolis, North Carolina.
For more information, call 704-612-3360 or visit visit us online at www.thegloryhascome.com. Be there this Sunday morning
and let us love you back to life.
You can listen to the word by going to www.praisecharlotte.com. Podcast tab on your desktop computer, laptop, tablet, or smartphone, where you will discover podcasts designed to inspire, motivate, and entertain. Praise listeners, log on to www.praisecharlotte.com and click on the podcast tab and hear the word. Also, if your ministry wants to be a part of the Praise Podcast family, here's your opportunity. Slots are available. Call 704-548-7854. That's 704-548-7854.